Hello and welcome to the DK Speaks podcast show, where I share implementable and doable simple tricks that you can implement in your daily internet marketing businesses. And this is the first of the podcasts that I started, and I thought I will touch upon one of the most critical topics that you might have been reading for quite some time. If you've been reading a lot of blogs and online articles, you might have heard about PBNs, or private blog networks. Now, private blog networks has become one of the most talked about aspect in internet marketing today. If you want to get your sites ranked on the first page of Google. Now, if you don't know what private blog networks are, private blog network is a network of blogs that you build yourself, which these blogs have extremely high authority, good page rank, and you build backlinks to your money sites or to your blogs from these blog networks. So in that way, what happens is, because these blogs already carry a high value or high authority, your money sites and your blogs start ranking well on Google. And a lot of successful internet marketers are using this technique to rank their blogs on the first page of Google. And that's why this topic has become one of the most talked about and discussed topics of late on the internet marketing arena. So in this podcast today, I'll just be talking to you about some of these aspects of private blog networks and how you can build a private blog network at an extremely low price and get quality backlinks to your money sites and to your websites and get your money sites ranked on the first page of Google. So get ready with a pen and paper, and I'll give you a few quick tips that you can note down if you want to build a high quality private blog network. And you also want to ensure that there is no footprints that you leave, so that Google doesn't go ahead and penalize you for building these backlinks from a private blog networks. Okay, so the first thing, private blog network starts with buying a high authority domain. So now when we say a high authority domain, you will have to buy expired domains, and you will have to look for some very solid and good metrics, domain metrics for these domains. So what are these domain metrics? So there are four domain metrics that I normally look at when I want to buy high authority domains. The first one is domain authority. Now this is a metric that is provided by Moz. So you can go to moz.org and you should be able to find this domain metric there. So what I do is I look for sites that have a domain authority of anything that is more than 25. So a domain authority of 25 plus is what you would want to look at. The second one is page authority. Now, this is again something similar to that of domain authority and is a metric that is provided by Moz. And, I will primarily look at a page authority of somewhere around between 15 to 20 or above, and that is the metric that I will go with when I want to buy a high authority domain. The third metric is trust flow. Now trust flow is a metric that is provided by Majestic SEO. So you can go to majesticseo.com and you should be able to see this metric there. You can just enter the name of the domain there, and Majestic SEO will give you a couple of metrics, one of which is trust flow. Now, trust flow is primarily measured from a scale of 0 to 100. And I normally look at domains that have a trust flow of anything that is more than 15. So 15 plus is the trust flow that I will go with for a high authority domain. The fourth metric is called a citation flow. That is, again, something that is provided by Majestic SEO. And this is again measured on a scale of 0 to 100. And it primarily tells you how influential that specific URL is or that specific domain is, depending upon the number of sites that are linking to that specific domain. So I will look at anything that is more than 15 plus there as well. So the four metrics are domain authority, which should be more than 25, page authority, which should be more than between 15 to 20, or anything more than 20 is good. Trust flow, again, 15 plus. Citation flow, which is again 15 plus. So these are the four primary metrics that you need to keep in mind when you're looking to buy high authority domains. You can Join GoDaddy auctions if you want to buy expired domains, because they have one of the best collections of expired domains there, and you can get it for pretty cheap, like about $15 to $20. That is all that you need to do. Once that is done, you need to register your domains, and you also need to register your hosting. So you need to start registering the domains, and you also have to register a hosting. So one advice here is that don't host all of your domains on one hosting. Ensure that you're keeping different hosts, or you're going with different hosts for each of these domains that you want to keep in your private blog network, So when you go and register domains and hosting, there are a couple of things that you need to keep in mind. Don't use your name to register all the domain and hosting. Use different names or create unique personas that you can use to register each of these domains and hosting. You can use a website called as fakenamegenerator.com to generate unique personas, and you can use this to register your domain and hosting. It is also recommended that you buy a domain privacy, so that way, you know, nobody will be able to see who is the person who registered the domain and any of the other contact details. So two things that you need to keep in mind. One is use a unique name to register each of the domains and hosting, and host each of the domains with a different host. You can go with a cheap shared hosting plan with any of these hosting providers to go and host these private blog networks. So these are two important things that you need to keep in mind. So when you're creating these unique personas, also ensure that you're using a unique but valid email address for each of these domains. Another thing that you need to keep in mind is don't register a lot of domains on a single day and start pointing links to your site on the same day. You need to build them up gradually, register one domain at a time, set up everything, set up the entire network, point your domain to your money site, and you're ready. Then you can go about registering another domain name, setting up the host, and doing all of these things again. So just do one at a time. Don't go about doing everything together. So these are two things that you need to keep in mind when you're registering the domains and the hosting. Now, another thing that you need to keep in mind when you're building or setting up the PBN site. Okay, so a couple of things that you need to ensure is that you shouldn't be using the same plugins in all of your PBN sites. So if you've registered five different domains and you've built your blogs around these five different domains, don't use the same plugins on all of these five different domains. So if you are using Yoast SEO in one of this blog, you might want to use All-in-One SEO in the other one. You might want to use Platinum SEO in the third one. And you can change the plugins that you're using with each of these WordPress sites. Another thing that you need to keep in mind is don't use Google Analytics on your private blog network sites. Please don't use it. That gives direct information to Google and you're inviting trouble for yourself. Make your website look legitimate by adding an About Us page, a Contact Us page, a Terms and Conditions page, a Disclaimer page, and all of these things. When you're linking to your money site, ensure that you're linking to your internal pages and not linking to just about any post or just to the home page. That looks a little, illegal. And so it is recommended that you link only to the internal pages. You can use other relevant authority sites as well. Like you can link to a Wikipedia article. You can link to an About Us, about.com article. You can link to an entrepreneur.com article. So you can link to other authority pages so that it looks natural. And if you're using WordPress for all of your blogs, then what I would recommend is that you create a unique name so that all posts that you publish doesn't have the same name in all of your blogs. And it is recommended that you use different content management solutions or different platforms to host these sites. If you're comfortable with doing that, you know, you might want to do maybe one with WordPress. You can do another one with maybe Drupal and another one with maybe Joomla. So, you know, it's entirely up to you. But if you're not comfortable using all of that, it is absolutely okay to build all of these blog networks around WordPress. That shouldn't be a problem at all. So the tips that we mentioned about in setting up your private blog network site is one, please do not use Google Analytics. use different plugins on all of your blogs. If possible, use different content management solutions or platforms for your PBNs. Ensure that your site is looking legitimate by adding contact us, about us, terms and conditions, disclaimer pages to it. See if you can, you know, you should ideally be linking to other relevant authority websites like about.com, about to entrepreneur.com, and many of the other authority websites. Ensure that you're linking to internal pages and not only linking to your home pages. So these are some of the tips that you need to keep in mind if you want to build a secure private blog network for yourself, and from where you can build backlinks to your money sites, and if you want to ensure that your money sites rank well on the first page of Google. So that's it for this podcast today. Until the next podcast, I hope you enjoyed these tips and you will go ahead and implement these tips in building a private blog network for yourself. So until the next episode, this is DK signing off. See you in a fortnight from now. Thank you for listening.